And you are listening to the Texas Standard. There's no shortage of worthy candidates if you're debating the best college football, basketball, or volleyball team, but when it comes to supremacy in the meat locker, well, there is only one school you can credibly point to as the very best. Texas Tech. Over the weekend, the Texas Tech meat judging team claimed their 14th national championship, a standard that is unmatched in the world of amateur meat evaluation. The Texas Standard's Michael Marks has the story on how they do it.
You can be on the Texas Tech meat judging team, or you can have your weekends free, but you can't do both.
We pride ourselves on being the hardest working team.
That's Sherry Halstead, a senior at Tech. Every Friday afternoon from January through November, she and her teammates go to a nearby Cargill processing plant to practice. They're there until about 9 p.m., and then
the next day, we start bright and early at a 4 a.m. practice. And typically, those practices aren't over until like 4 p.m.
Not to mention morning practices during the week before classes start. This may sound like an arduous schedule, but it's a proven one. On Sunday, the Red Raiders claimed their 14th national title by taking first place at the American Meat Science Association International Meat Judging Contest in Dakota City, Nebraska. A lot of kids start meat judging when they're young through 4-H or FFA. It's often a pipeline for a career in meat science. Each contest is pretty much how it sounds. Participants evaluate different carcasses and cuts of meat. The most accurate wins. There's various events to test various skills, evaluating the quality of a beef carcass, for example, ranking pork ribs, and yield grading, where you have to use mental math to estimate the amount of protein in a cut like a ribeye. It requires a lot of technical expertise, but according to Coach Mark Miller, mindset is what's most important.
We practice hard, and then we ask them to just envision that your success will come from all of your good practice. And that self-doubt will just eat you alive. It's like a cancer.
The competitors judge each piece of meat at the same time, but it can still get pretty lonely in the meat cooler. According to Halstead, who, in addition to being part of the championship team, also won first place in Sunday's individual competition, nerves never completely go away, even for somebody like her, who's been judging meat competitively since she was a freshman in high school.
You're usually pretty panicked when you get out of the cooler, but it's definitely a big sigh of relief, especially when you can say that, like, you did everything you could, you left everything in the cooler, you were 100% focused, and you did the best you could.
And on Sunday, she did. Miller's teams usually do. He's coached Tech for 13 of its 14 national titles, which has created a challenge in and of itself, keeping the team focused and hungry when championships are the rule, not the exception.
They had to really humble themselves. They had to, they needed to not just expect that they were going to do well. They had to just not take anything for granted and be very humble in all they did.
His message to next year's team will be the same. A 14th championship does not guarantee a 15th, especially since in meat judging, you only get 1 year of eligibility instead of four, like most other collegiate competitions. Still, even with 28 new members on the team next year, the standard in Lubbock will stay just the same. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.